It's the hour of roundtable with myself, He Yang, Nila, and Niu Honglin. Parents are constantly fielding questions from their curious youngsters, many of which they can't answer with ease, such as, why is the sky blue? I don't know. Does Santa exist? Ooh, that's a difficult one. Santa exists. Where did all the dinosaurs go? But the real challenge comes when kids start asking about the family finances. So, are we rich or poor? How much do you make, mom? Dad? That kind of thing.
Kids actually ask that.
I don't know. I have never asked that question to my parents. And,
But have you wondered about it?
I think I can pick up clues here and there and hints of what kind of stuff are we using. Is mommy negotiating with the grocery store owner about the price of an apple, and is dad thinking and walking back and forth to a store but decided not to buy something or buy something? It's just I think kids are smart. They can pick up hints, mm-hmm. and they don't really need you to tell them how much you make, how much you spend, how much saving you have, because it's hard to make it very clear, and mm-hmm. it's really hard to make a kid understand. If you want to have that conversation, you have to first have a conversation about how much is something worth, and how should you purchase, what is the value about, or what is your way of purchasing? These are complicated questions, and these are individual understanding or based on individuals. So I don't think we should hide that information from the kid, but I do think we need a smarter way to communicate.
Hmm. Yeah. It's really interesting that parents often find it very reluctant to talk about money to kids, because I can understand that they're would be a bit of it's a difficult situation to handle, in the sense that if you say that you're, let's say, quite poor, we can't afford a lot of things, and then the kid might feel inferior to others, and that's no good for his her confidence. And if, let's say, you have quite a bit of money, or, you know, where we live a comfortable lifestyle, and then you tell your kid, oh, actually, we have a mine. we have a lot of money. And then the kid might go, huh, then we're rich. I don't need to work. I don't need to study. And studying is hard, you know, and I don't need to go through the hardship. Mm-hmm. Mom and dad has got all of that prepared for me. Yeah, and, you know, as kids, they don't know better, and that's no good either. So how do you tackle this situation?
I mean, I think I kind of agree with Niu Honglin that actually, without even parents spelling out loudly, we are rich, kids will pick up the nonverbal cues. The way you communicate financially will, for example, kids will pick it in a way. For example, if you bought a child a Ferrari and they're just on their 16th birthday, you trying to tell your kid that we are rich, right?
Yeah,
so they will just assume we are rich without you telling them that we are rich.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not bad for parents to maybe, you know, spend an extra buck for the kids. But I think parents need to be smarter in such a way that you need to sort of teach your kids where this money comes from. I might be buying you a Ferrari, but because you're only having it because I worked hard for it. It just didn't drop out of somewhere from the sky. Mm-hmm. So I think making kids understand that also that money comes and goes at any time will also make them understand that, yes, maybe my parents have the money, but it's not my money, it's mm-hmm. their money,
mm-hmm.
you know. And also, there are parents out there who just spoil their kids and like, oh, they don't, you know. That's the wrong way of bringing up a child. Just because you're super, super rich, it does not mean that your kid has to get every single thing they want.
But I'd just like to point out another case scenario, and I think it's worthwhile why this is something that we should talk about. Yes, there are some nonverbal cues, like just by the consumption made by parents, kids get an idea. But Also, what this topic essentially is about is not exactly how much parents make, but the financial situation of a family. Should that mm-hmm. be conveyed to kids at all? Because if this kid doesn't know better, like, it could be something that will influence this person's spending habits and also just view on finance and sometimes on yourself, well, like, long term.
It will depend on the age of the kid. Like, if you sat down a four-year-old, start talking about budgeting and money, I don't think you'll be getting anywhere.
And I think it's about consistency. So if it's a four-year-old, you tell the four-year-old how many ice cream can we afford every month. They understand or have a general idea. And little by little, the kid understand what the financial situation is.
Yes,
and then they can make a proper judgment. And I think the disclosing of information and proper money-related education are two separate things. Mm. Let's say if it's a super rich kid, you fear that a kid would understand that he is super rich and stopped working hard or stopped studying. But it's not the case, because if he's a super rich kid, then he's surrounded by other super rich kids. They are competing with each other, and in terms of academic results, in terms of what kind of shoes they buy, they compete with each other. He's not competing with someone in a remote area in a country countryside who cannot afford to buy shoes at all. So I don't think that is a problem, as long as you don't make sudden change. You don't tell the kid, you continue to tell the kid that we're in a poor family financial situation, and when he turns 18, you tell him, "Rom, now you are gonna have my company, you're gonna be the boss of my company, I have a company," and that would actually drastically change his life path.
But actually, I think a lot of the times, parents, because it's understandable that you want the best for your kid and you also want to convey the right messages, but sometimes parents just love kids so unconditionally, and things could terribly go wrong. For example, let's say if I'm a mom of an average salary, and possibly I'm struggling a little bit. But traditionally, a lot of Chinese parents, or I think parents around the world, they want the best for their kids. So then you dress up your financial reality. You don't tell your kid that much. And then sometimes being untruthful can breed something that is, well, you know, not an accurate understanding of your financial situation. Mm-hmm. Let's say and this kid grows up and then needs to go through actually a rough patch to understand all of this. And we've seen some of these parents, and it just every time just makes me cry, breaks my heart when I see parents work so hard. They hand over everything to their kids, undeserving little brats that grow up living in that delusion that we have a lot of money, or it was easy for parents. It's not easy to earn a buck, as mm-hmm. as you understand when you grow up. And then, so I think this is actually kind of tricky, a little bit of a slippery slope kind of thing, that how truthful should you be to your kids? And, you know, Julian, you make a wonderful point that, you know, financial education at home, understanding what is investment and savings and how to budget a household, that's one thing. But there's also sort of the psychological buildup and cultivation of a kid mm-hmm. at home that is important, because it will make and shape who this kid turns out to be.
Yeah, so for rich families, I hope the parents can say, "My money is my money, it has nothing to do with you, you
it's
have to earn
your
money." And for poor families, I hope parents can say, "Even though we are from a rather humble background, I still wanted to be confident and be able to choose what you're choosing, despite the cost. Maybe we need to work a little bit harder together for that purpose, but we can afford that, and you should always reaching for the stars."
Mm-hmm. Oh, very nice, actually.
Totally agree.
Yes. here, Neil Holian. And that brings us to the end of today's roundtable. Thank you so much for your company. You can find us on Apple Podcast at Roundtable China, or what's even better, you can get in contact with us and send us a voice question to ezfmroundtable@foxmail.com, as we have a special segment on Roundtable when we answer your questions. And look at the clock. That's it for today. We'll see you next time.